Dickens' Christmas Carol tells the story of a bitter old miser named Ebenezer Scrooge. Some have compared Scrooge to Dickens' character, Fagin the Jew, in Oliver Twist. Both are money-grubbing misers. In fact, the portrayals of both Scrooge and Fagin in dramatic renditions are characteristically Jewish. While Scrooge is transformed into a kindlier man after visitations by the ghosts of Jacob Marley, Christmases past, present, and future, Fagin remained irredeemable. Once again, in dramatic renditions, Jacob Marley's portrayal is Jewish. Jacob Marley, truly a symbol for the rootless, materialistic Jew, appears to Scrooge as a chained and tormented ghost, damned to wander the earth as punishment for his avaricious attitude towards mankind. The symbolism is clear. The wandering Jew is forever punished for his murder of Christ. The murder of Christ continues. American Jewry has been waging war on Christmas via the Jewish lobbies, the ACLU, and the ADL. And with America's own desertion of Christ and turning from his teaching of love for our neighbor, clearly seen in the recent CIA torture reports, America can either go the way of Scrooge or the way of Fagin the Jew. The ghost of Christmas future appeared to Scrooge, showing him scenes of the death of a wretched man. Sobbing, Scrooge promises to change his ways, hoping he will redeem himself. America is at a crossroads. Everyone knows this country's in trouble. Like Scrooge, America's headed for the grave if it doesn't repent, return to Christ, and change its ways. American Jews will do everything they can to stop a national returning to Christ. We must resist their chains, man by man, woman by woman, child by child. The battle has only just begun.